This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and it's starting to get a little bit colder, which means you may want to relocate your pot plants indoors to give them a better chance of surviving the winter. Joined by Jenny Dillon, gardening editor with Better Homes and Gardens magazine. Jenny, how's it going?
It's going great, actually. A bit cold, but yeah, and so are the plants feeling it as well.
And I guess that, well, they don't have as much heat in, to them as humans do they? So they take a bit more care in the winter.
Well, they do, actually. And, you know, indoor plants, I mean, you've got outside plants that you can move indoors, that's fine. But most of the indoor plants that we have actually come from the tropics or subtropics, and they thrive as indoor plants most of the time because they love or they live in filtered shade. They're understory plants. They don't go very tall. And they sort of live under the canopy of larger trees. So they like the low light that you find indoors. But, you know, we sort of up the temperature inside once it gets cold. And while the plants love that, there are other aspects that will affect them once we turn the heaters on.
Right. I imagine the air gets a little bit too dry for them if they are from tropical climates.
It does get too dry, and that's a key factor. And also they do need some light, and as this, you know, the light levels are so much lower now and we don't get as much, the days are shorter. And cooler temperatures have ways of sneaking indoors, you know, a door opens, a window opens and there's a blast of cold air and then suddenly it's warm again. It's some plants are really affected by these just minuscule little things happening that we can cope with because we've got clothes on and they don't.
So I guess, does that mean keeping them near sources of light, like the window, just without opening the window?
Yeah, so move them to a window so that they do get some light. If you're getting lots of frost in the evenings, move them away from the window because that or put an insulation up there. You can, you know, put in curtains or blinds and close the windows. But with frost, they if they're sitting on a window, the cold does get in there. But as we were talking about before, the humidity is the main thing. And the heating that we put on does dry the air, and that is probably one of the worst things that could happen to indoor plants.
So how do we go about beating the heat if we are needing to use the heater while we're indoors?
Well, there's a couple of things. They're really, really quite simple. One of the ones I really like, and you could be quite imaginative with this, and that's put a shallow bowl of water near them, and the water evaporates because of the heat, and that moisture goes straight into the atmosphere around the plants. Now, quite often you can just do something like getting a shallow tray or pot, you know, a saucer that you get from nurseries, fill it up with some pebbles, put some water in it, and that can be quite decorative. What I've got at home is that I collected all my son's marbles when he stopped playing with them, and so you've got this lovely glistening effect of the marbles in the water, but you still have the effect of moistening the air around the plants. And another thing is to, if you can, if it doesn't upset the way you've decorated your house, is to move the plants so that they're close together. Because leaves release water through the leaves, through the underside of their leaves, and it's called transpiration. It happens all the time. And that keeps the air around them moist as well. If there's just one plant, it just disappears. If there's about a collection of three or four, it all sort of hangs around and makes that little tiny microclimate that the plants really enjoy.
Is that like plant sweat?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So I guess if we're putting water near our plants as well, it's almost creating a little biodome in our house.
Yes, it is. It is. And it can be really quite attractive. You know, as I said, my little tray of marbles looks lovely, especially when a bit of light catches it.
Hmm. And so what else can we do to care for our plants? How much feeding do they need?
Well, they don't need much feeding at all. In fact, I'd recommend just sort of dropping off altogether. Plants aren't active in winter, most of them. There should be enough nutrient in the soil to keep them going through winter. So I would stop feeding. I'd also cut back on the watering, again, because plants aren't all that active. And it kind of depends on what plants you have. If you've got ferns, they do need to always be kept moist. But most other plants, you can let the soil or the growing medium dry out, just give it a good feel and stick a chopstick or a needle into the soil and check its moisture level. If there's nothing there, then give it a water. But plants don't need as much water, and they don't need really any food during wintertime.
No worries. Well, happy planting, everyone. And Jenny, thank you so much for your time.
That's quite all right.
That was Jenny Dillon, gardening editor with Better Homes and Gardens magazine on your Classic Hits Breakfast.